The Herald of Christ's Kingdom, May, June, 2008. In the Beginning, the Later Experiences of Paul. This issue concentrates on the later experiences of Paul. Paul was the most prolific writer of the New Testament books. Through Luke's account in Acts, we have more information concerning his activities than of any other apostle. We begin with an article which has as its backdrop Paul's imprisonment at Caesarea, late in his career, after his three missionary journeys, before his first trip to Rome as a prisoner. The article is titled, The Justice of Festus, and examines the principles exhibited in his hearing of Paul's case, in contrast to the comparatively ignoble character of his predecessor, Felix. The principles discussed apply also as we judge matters which come before our attention today. The article, The Divine Training, considers the wise and fatherly counsel of Paul to his son in the faith, Timothy, contained in Paul's first epistle to Timothy. Many rich lessons are there for leaders in the church today. The last letter of the Apostle Paul considers 2 Timothy in particular, which was written from Rome during Paul's second imprisonment, pending his execution. This article also looks briefly at various other epistles Paul wrote during his earlier two-year house arrest at Rome. Then follow two articles concerning Paul's voyage to Rome. The first, Paul's Perilous Journey, considers a variety of lovely lessons for our Christian walk. The second, Acts 27, and you are in it, considers the voyage as a prophetic view of the closing of the present harvest of the gospel age. It was probably at Rome that Paul composed his epistle to the Hebrews. The article, Paul's Twofold Ministry, reminds us that Paul's ministry was for Jews as well as Gentiles, and describes some of the valuable instruction he directed to the Jews in the book of Hebrews. In closing, The Travels of Paul outlines Paul's career in brief and suggests some prophetic lessons the record seems to contain. We hope this issue, highlighting the career of this noble example of faith, the Apostle Paul, encourages us to emulate his life of service as he followed our common pattern, Christ Jesus.